Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're talking about angels, particularly about the part that angels play with the heirs of salvation concerning finances. We already have studied about the Babylonian system and about why some judgments are coming upon that system. But we're not of that system. We're of another system where Jehovah of hosts has an unseen army of angels who are sent forth to be ministering for, that's an important part, ministering for the heirs of salvation. Now, I found in my file, and I'm not going to be sending this out, so no need to call and ask for it, even if you beg. I'm not going to be sending it out. We are going to be giving you a free book which contains some of these truths that Brother Hagin was taught about angels concerning finances. And that free book is How God Taught Me About Prosperity, and we'll send it to you free. Kenneth E. Hagin mini book. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. But now back to this sermon that Brother Hagin taught. I have it in my files. I don't know when he taught it because the front pages are missing that give the date. But in the meeting where he was, and I'm sure I was there, Brother Charles Capps had just taught about angels. And when he taught about angels, it reminded Brother Hagin of some things. And Brother Charles Capps had used Ecclesiastes 5:6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say before the angel, that it was an error. Why should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? And Charles Capps had pointed out that we are particularly told by the Lord to watch our confession before the angel. Now, each of us has been given a guardian angel. We are to watch what we say in front of that angel. And what we say has to do with what that angel can do for us. Now, Brother Hagin's sitting there. He listened to Brother Capps teach that. And then he listened to Brother Capps teach from Hebrews 1. So we've been reading this last week, more of the verses. Now we're going to go right on down to verse 7, Hebrews 1:7. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? And Charles Capps had pointed out that Paul did not write this in chapters and verses. That was added later. So you skip right on through that chapter marking and you find the word therefore. When you find in the Bible the word therefore, you find out what is it there for. Therefore goes back to verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So Charles Capps pointed out that the whole first chapter has talked about the Lord, but it's talked about angels. And that we should, since they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are the heirs of salvation, that's us, you and me, we are not to let slip the facts, the laws of God that have to do with the angels. For, verse 2 of chapter 2, if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? Now, the salvation that he's speaking of here is having to do with the commandments that God has given to the angels to bring you deliverance, to bring you the parts that make up the whole of salvation. Now, Brother Hagin has heard Brother Capps preach on that. And it reminded Brother Hagin how that God taught him about angels and finances and to how he had at one time let it slip what God taught him. Brother Hagin started off when we read it last week that in 1956, the Lord spoke to him, a recession is coming, not a depression, a recession. Get ready for it. He didn't get ready for it. And in 1956, same year, he was traveling in an 8-foot-wide Spartan Imperial trailer and going from church to church in California. He was lying down to rest one afternoon, and he sensed a being come in the door that they never used. He sensed that being walk through that door, walk in that room, stand at the foot of the bed. And Brother Hagin said, somebody's here, somebody's here, I know somebody's here. And he tried to see, and he put his hands out and tried to feel. And then he sensed that being just turn around and walk out that door. He never saw him. Oh, he said, I know that was like an angel. And he opened his Bible, and it turned to where Peter had been delivered by the angel, gotten out of prison. And so that was in 1956. In 1957, the recession came, and it hit Brother Hagin hard. He had not gotten ready for it. Then we are down to 1958. And in 1958, Brother Hagin is in a meeting, and a spirit of prayer falls over the whole congregation. And when it did, they prayed. Brother Hagin said it fell over everybody. We all just fell to our knees. He said, I prayed hard and fast in tongues for an hour and a half. When I finished praying in tongues for an hour and a half, I got up on my chair and I was singing a song in tongues. And I glanced over at the organ and the piano, which were just sitting right close by me. And he said, there stood Jesus. Just right there in front of me. And behind him was an angel whose head was up against the ceiling. He said, now Jesus appeared to be about 5'11" or 12" or 6 feet and weigh about 185 pounds. The angel was much, much taller, and head went up to the ceiling. And he had been praying about, Brother Hagin had been praying about three things. One was about his ministry. Number two was the financial fix he was in 1957. He had gone into the hole $100 every month. Then he was praying about, he had bought this 8-foot-wide, paying payments on it, Spartan Imperial trailer. And Spartan had come out with a new model that was 10 feet wide. And it had more or less made the 8-feet-wide ones obsolete. He still owed money on it, and it was considered the Cadillac of trailers. But he wanted to sell it, but with the 10-feet-wide ones out, it was hard to sell. He'd been praying about it, and he hadn't heard a thing from the Lord about it. So now Jesus comes and appears before him. He talked to me about my ministry, some things that were going to happen. Then he said, now I'm going to sell that trailer for you. He told me exactly the day it would sell, and it did, just exactly what it said. Then he talked to me about finances. He said, I've left you alone all these 17 months because, you see, you didn't listen to me. I spoke to you by my spirit and told you a recession was coming, not a depression, but a recession. Get ready for it. Then I saw you were going to miss it. So I sent your angel down here, down there at Trona, to talk to you. I remember, I said. He said, that was your angel. He said, that was him right here. He came down. I told him, go down there and tell him. He came down there to tell you the recession's coming, dummy. Get ready for it. But he said, you didn't do it. And he said, you tried to see him with your physical eye. Now, as God wills, angels can take on forms that they can be seen with the physical eye, but they are spirits, and you do not see them in the physical realm, really, even if you see them with your physical eye. If you instead, this is what Jesus said to Brother Hagin, if you instead of trying to feel him with your physical hand and contact him with your physical voice or with your physical senses, if you had shut your eyes and yielded to the Spirit of God would have given you discerning of spirits, and you would have seen him like you're seeing right now into the realm of spirits. You would have seen him standing there. I am coming from the presence of Almighty God, he would have said to you, to tell you the recession is coming, get ready for it. But he saw you were not going to listen to him, so he turned around and left. He said,
he would have told you and reminded you of what I told you in 1950. And Brother Hagin said, that's what the Bible says here, and it means don't let them slip. Because God had come to me, Jesus had come to me in 1950 and taught me how to work with angels concerning finances, and I had let it slip. So Brother Hagin then now is going to tell us what Jesus taught him in 1950 about working with the angels and finances. Brother Hagin had left the last church. God had dealt with him. Jesus dealt with him and told him to leave his pastorate and go out into field ministry. So Brother Hagin left the pastorate, 1949, and went out onto the field ministry. He was out on the field ministry 1 year when this happened to him. All during that 1 year he was out on the field ministry, he went deeply into debt. When he was a pastor, he had had his parsonage. People were always coming by and they were giving him food. They would often invite, they just had, you might say, what we call perks. Just people who loved their pastor, always taking care of them. Their utilities were paid at the parsonage. He said it was the best we'd ever had in our life. And the Lord dealt with me to go out in the field on ministry. For 12 months he'd been in ministry and he had gone deeply into debt. Every month he had three notes by the time the Lord Jesus is going to teach him here how to work with angels. He had three notes. He was without a car. He had had to sell his car for junk. He had worn it out on the field and had lit out preaching by foot. And we're going to take this up here tomorrow and get into the intricacies of how God told Brother Hagin and what God told Brother Hagin, God tells you and me. We don't have to go by the Babylonian system. We've talked about that and how it's being judged right now. We have an unseen world that we can work with, and that unseen world has in it some of the hosts of God, angels, and angels have to do with ministering for us, for we who are the heirs of salvation. Now, we'll give you free these 2 weeks of broadcast, Brother Hagin's mini book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity, and it has in here what I'm going to be telling you tomorrow, how God taught Brother Hagin to deal with the angels in the realm of your own personal finances. You need that at this new year. And so just phone us at 1-800-972-3447 and request the mini book, How God Taught Me About Prosperity. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, shalom, and we can have a prosperous new year in God's economy. Shalom and Happy New Year!